This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the most encouraging aspects of Paul's letters to the churches is his pastoral prayers. Though he was creative when he prayed for the Colossians, the Ephesians, and the Philippians, in essence, he prayed for three things to happen in these churches. First, he prayed that they might become mature in Christ. For example, when he wrote to the Colossians, here's this aspect of his prayer.
We pray that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God.
In this same letter, Paul prayed that the Colossians may have supernatural wisdom.
For this reason also, since the day we heard this, we haven't stopped praying for you. We are asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
In essence, Paul also prayed for this supernatural wisdom in his letter to the Ephesians and the Philippians. But the third thing he prayed for, illustrated here in his letter to the Colossians, is supernatural power. We pray that you'll be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience joyfully. So here's my challenge to you. Take a look at Paul's prayer in these three letters. And in what way can you utilize these prayers in your own marriage, in your family, and in your church?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.